Test 2. Listening test. In this section, you must demonstrate your ability to understand spoken English. This section is divided into 4 parts and will take approximately 45 minutes to complete. Do not mark the answers in your test book. Use the answer sheet that is provided separately. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will listen to 4 short statements about a picture in your test book. These statements will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the statement that best describes what is happening in the picture and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on the answer sheet. Look at the picture below. Now, listen to the 4 statements. A.
The man is looking at the monitor.
B.
The man is sitting at the desk.
C.
The man is typing a letter.
D.
The man is holding a cup.
The statement that best describes the picture is B.
The man is sitting at the desk.
So you should mark letter B on the answer sheet. Now, Part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He is lifting a vase off the floor.
B.
He is shaping a piece of pottery.
C.
He is setting bowls onto a shelf.
D.
He is wiping off his hands.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
They are preparing a meal.
B.
They are rinsing some plates.
C.
They are serving food to some guests.
D.
They are facing each other.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
She is picking up a backpack.
B.
She is looking into a mirror.
C.
She is packing items into a suitcase.
D.
She is grasping onto a handle.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
People are working on a platform.
B.
Some windows are being shut.
C.
Workers are climbing a ladder.
D.
Some machinery is being repaired.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
A woman is swinging a club.
B.
An athlete is hanging a flagpole.
C.
A woman is squatting down on the grass.
D.
Some sporting equipment is being piled in a field.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
A sofa has been covered with a blanket.
B.
Chairs have been arranged on a patio.
C.
A glass door leads to an outdoor pool.
D.
A picture is mounted on the wall.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. For each question, you will listen to a statement or question followed by 3 possible responses spoken in English. They will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Who proofread these documents?
A.
The copy editor.
B.
Some customer surveys.
C.
Mr. Kinsley can come.
Number 8.
Why is the company hiring more employees?
A.
I'll accompany you.
B.
The personnel department.
C.
There are many upcoming projects.
Number 9.
Where did you get your haircut?
A.
It really suits you.
B.
Just a short trim, please.
C.
At the place on State Street.
Number 10.
Can't the deadline be extended by a day?
A.
Decreased enrollment.
B.
Unfortunately not.
C.
Last Monday.
Number 11.
My furniture was delivered this morning.
A.
What did you order?
B.
For my redecorated bedroom.
C.
They will be shipped soon.
Number 12.
Do you know how to use this new oven?
A.
It didn't cost much.
B.
When we return from dinner.
C.
Sure, let me show you how.
Number 13.
Putting this bookcase together was fairly easy, wasn't it?
A.
It wasn't there when I looked.
B.
Yes, it only took 10 minutes.
C.
My personal collection of novels.
Number 14.
Would you be able to mail this parcel today?
A.
Of course.
B.
I checked my mail last night.
C.
Sorry, the luncheon was yesterday.
Number 15.
How did you do on your exams last semester?
A.
For biology and history.
B.
I did well, thanks for asking.
C.
It lasted longer than I thought.
Number 16.
Are travel expenses covered by our firm?
A.
Only airfare and accommodations.
B.
We're a manufacturing company.
C.
That's quite expensive.
Number 17.
The demonstration of our new product went extremely well this morning.
A.
The expo continues throughout the week.
B.
A limited number of products are still available.
C.
Yes, the director seemed impressed.
Number 18.
The gym should replace these cycling machines, shouldn't it?
A.
Sam would rather walk there instead.
B.
They don't seem very old to me.
C.
Those are the membership rates.
Number 19.
When do I need to return this manual to you?
A.
I expect to speak at a seminar.
B.
He'll look at the instructions.
C.
By noon at the latest.
Number 20.
Do you want me to look over our budget figures?
A.
Over 100 attendees.
B.
Thanks. That would help a lot.
C.
To the accounting division.
Number 21.
Who will be in charge of organizing the safety drill?
A.
Either Angela or Matthew.
B.
They won't go.
C.
Actually, it's still too large.
Number 22.
Have you met our new board chairman?
A.
No, it wasn't posted on the bulletin board.
B.
We were introduced this morning.
C.
These chairs are very comfortable.
Number 23.
Which store did you just stop at?
A.
A boutique called Taylor Apparel.
B.
I usually do my shopping on weekends.
C.
You did a wonderful job.
Number 24.
Why do you plan to leave so early?
A.
At 5 o'clock precisely.
B.
Yes, as soon as possible.
C.
My tennis club plays today.
Number 25.
Shall we meet the investors at the construction site or in our office?
A.
They want to tour the location.
B.
His office is the door on your left.
C.
I'll have the contractor come as well.
Number 26.
Where would you like me to file all of these old business reports?
A.
John printed the company documents.
B.
Their profiles on past clients.
C.
In the white cabinet.
Number 27.
What was the conference about?
A.
It was held in Mexico City.
B.
Yes, we want to go.
C.
Advertising methods.
Number 28.
These pamphlets need to be put into envelopes.
A.
I'll get some from the supply room.
B.
I bought them at the stationery store.
C.
Thanks, but I don't need any more.
Number 29.
How can I make a payment for my cable service?
A.
She's not able to pay it this afternoon.
B.
You can do that on our website.
C.
Yes, more than 50 channels.
Number 30.
Would you like a hand contacting our donors?
A.
At the previous fundraiser.
B.
Patrick is helping me.
C.
The contract was completed.
Number 31.
The color of that carpet sample seems far too bright.
A.
After we spread them around the room.
B.
Some rugs for our main reception area.
C.
Would you like to see something a bit darker?
Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several conversations between two or more speakers. These conversations will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each conversation, you will be asked to answer three questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to the Excel Corporate Charity event. If you tell me your full name and the company you are affiliated with, I can let you know which seat you have been assigned to.
My name is Prima Khan, and I'm representing my investment firm, Mumbai International. But before I find my seat, is there a place where I can hang my coat? I'd rather not keep it with me all night.
First, let me lead you to your table. Then, I would be happy to check your coat for you.
Number 32. What event is taking place? Number 33. What information does the man ask the woman for? Number 34. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hey, Mark and Floyd. Did you guys see the memo about the upcoming changes to the travel expense policy?
Yes, Samantha. I'm glad the company has decided to increase the amount that employees will be reimbursed for transportation to $5,000 per trip.
That'll really help when booking flights for business trips.
Don't you think it's a bit high? On my last business trip, I didn't spend more than $1,600 for all my travel expenses.
Sure, but your team members don't have to travel internationally.
Exactly. Members of the technology team, like Floyd and I, go abroad frequently to complete projects.
Oh, right. I forgot that your department is putting in the computer system for one of our international partners' new headquarters.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What is implied about Samantha? Number 37. What does the woman say about the company's partners? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Ellison, is it possible for us to get new computer monitors for the office? The graphic designers say the resolution quality of our current computer screens is rather poor. It seems to negatively impact their work.
I've been meaning to do that for quite a while. We couldn't afford to upgrade in the past, but we have enough funds this month. I'll ask the office manager to order high-resolution monitors for all our designers.
They will certainly appreciate that. And if you're unsure about which models to get, I can ask the staff for their opinions on the matter.
Number 38. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 39. How will the office manager most likely use the funds? Number 40. What does the man say he can do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Adrian. I need to talk to you about our plans for tomorrow. I know I offered to drive us to the amusement park in the morning, but I don't think I'll be able to. For some reason, my car won't start. I'm going to have it towed to a repair center to be fixed.
That's okay. Rachel should still have room in her van, so I'm sure we can ride with her instead.
Great. Do you think she will also be able to pick me up from my house? Since I won't have a vehicle, it will be hard for me to meet up with everyone.
I don't think she'll mind, but I'll ask her anyway.
Number 41. What problem does the woman identify? Number 42. What solution does the man suggest? Number 43. What does the woman inquire about? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Beth, I'm glad I caught you. Our company is designing Fieldstone Incorporated's new Portland office, so I'm meeting with one of their representatives next week to discuss the project timetable. I'd like you to join me.
Okay. I heard about the new contract, but I didn't know I'd be involved. I assume you're going to be running the project, right?
I'm helping out during the early stages. As Jenna Adams is the team leader, I won't really have a supervisory role.
This is going to be her first time in a management role, isn't it?
Yes, but she has worked on similar projects in the past, so I'm confident that she will do well.
Number 44. Why will the speakers meet with a Fieldstone Incorporated representative? Number 45. Why does the man say,
I'm helping out during the early stages?
Number 46. Who is Jenna Adams? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Larry. How are things going here at the ticketing office? I just want to check and see if the new software we installed is working okay.
Oh, it's been wonderful. It is easy to use and saves a lot of time. I've been able to serve twice as many customers as usual this morning.
That's good news. I was hoping it would make your job easier. Do you think any other agents will need training on how to use it?
Yes, two new employees are starting next week, so I'll have to provide them with some instructions.
Number 47. Why did the woman visit the office? Number 48. Why is the man pleased? Number 49. What will the man most likely do next week? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Prim Hair. Do you have an appointment with one of our stylists today?
Oh, I've stopped in to view your selection of merchandise. I use Nature's Touch shampoo and was told that you carry the brand. If so, I'd like to buy some.
Yes, we do. Also, we're having a promotion on that brand this week, so everything from that line is available for 10% off its normal retail price.
That's great. I'll look over what you have in stock.
Number 50. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 51. What does the woman want to do? Number 52. What does the man say about Nature's Touch brand? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I just went through the income statement prepared by the accounting team. I'm a little concerned because sales have declined at many of the cosmetic stores we operate.
I know. Apparently, our main competitor now offers an online service. Customers can order products through the company's website and have them delivered on the same day.
That is a lot more convenient than visiting one of our shops in person.
That's what I'm getting at. We need to figure out a way to be more competitive.
Well, the solution seems obvious. We should develop a similar service.
Yeah, I'm going to put together a presentation about this for the CEO.
Number 53. What did the woman recently do? Number 54. What problem does the woman mention? Number 55. What does the man imply when he says,
"That's what I'm getting at"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Brenda. Do you have any plans for this Saturday? I was hoping to go to the opening of a photo exhibit at Mendez Gallery with some other members from our department. Would you like to come with us?
Thanks for the invitation. I was supposed to meet my friend Peter, but he called and said he couldn't make it due to a family obligation. So I'd be happy to come with you to the exhibit instead.
Wonderful. I'm sure you'll like the nature and landscape pictures at the gallery. By the way, we're thinking of having lunch at a cafe in the area before going to the gallery. You are more than welcome to join us.
Number 56. What does the man plan to do on Saturday? Number 57. What does the woman say about her friend? Number 58. What will the man probably do before going to Mendez Gallery? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Joshua Curtis from Ridley Institute. We were supposed to receive a piece of specialty laboratory equipment from your store last Friday, but it wasn't delivered.
Oh, I apologize for that. Your item was most likely included in the recent shipment, which was delayed due to bad weather. Now that weather conditions have improved, your order will be mailed out today.
I hope I get the machine soon, because we'll need it for our next research project. Do you know when the shipment will arrive here?
It should take about 3 to 5 business days.
Number 59. What is the man inquiring about? Number 60. Where most likely does the man work? Number 61. Why does the man want to get the item soon? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
Jonathan, have you found a place to order a cake from for our company's 10th anniversary dinner?
I want to use Norman's Bakery again this time. It usually does a stellar job, and it's right next to Marshall Park.
That's true, but they don't offer any gluten-free options, which several staff members require. What about Medley Cakes?
Haven't you heard? Medley Cakes closed last month. A new bakery called French Delights took over that location.
I guess we'll have to use Katie's Confections. It's quite expensive, though.
Actually, someone mentioned that a new vegan, gluten-free bakery had opened across from where Medley Cakes used to be. I'll try to get in touch with them.
Number 62. What kind of event are the speakers planning? Number 63. According to the woman, what did some employees indicate they need? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which establishment does the man say he will contact? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and table.
Hello, I'm interested in taking your center's ceramics course. I filled out the registration form ahead of time and brought it with me today.
Great. I'll take the form and get you registered. So you'd prefer the Thursday night class? Unfortunately, that class is full.
I see. Well, I'll register for another day in the evening then. I need to take the class at night since I work until 7 p.m. every day.
Okay. You're signed up for the day and time I've circled on this table. If you don't know where the class is being held, I can give you a map showing that as well.
Number 65. What did the man do in advance? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which instructor will teach the man's class? Number 67. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and bar graph.
We really need to hurry up and finish this sales report so we can make it to today's off-site training workshop in time. It starts in just 30 minutes.
Don't worry. We have just a few more things to do. We've still got to indicate that October was when revenues were the lowest.
Are you sure? I think the month before we held the promotional event for our EC tablet was when sales were the poorest.
Oh, you're right. Let me fix that on the graph. Okay, done.
Great. Now we just need to wrap up the type summary. Do you think we can do that within a half hour?
Should be possible. I have the template from last month's report that we can use as a reference.
Number 68. Why are the speakers in a rush? Number 69. Look at the graphic. When did a promotional event take place? Number 70. What must the speakers still complete? Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer three questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Jamie Foster at Phoenix Merchandising. This message is for Ms. Helen Rowan. I need to inform you that the specific model of VelociClean vacuum cleaner that you ordered is out of stock. However, we do have something similar called the Waden Platinum. It is lightweight and removes more dirt from carpets than other models. Because of its design, it's easy to control and move around any indoor space. And since we were unable to fulfill your original request, we can offer you free delivery if you purchase the Waden product. If you're interested, you should visit our shop, and I'll show the vacuum to you.
Number 71. What is the purpose of the message? Number 72. According to the speaker, what is a benefit of the Waden Platinum? Number 73. What does the speaker recommend? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you in need of a boost to your workout? Then try PowerSource, the brand new enhanced water drink from Pure Athletics. Power Source is infused with various essential vitamins that will give you the extra energy you require during your favorite physical activity. And now, check out our special online promotion. To the first 1,000 customers who fill out a short survey on our website, we'll ship a free bottle of our newest Power Source flavor, Berry Mix. But this offer is only good until supplies run out, so act now. This won't last for long. Pick up a bottle of Power Source today and add some energy to your workout.
Number 74. What kind of product is being advertised? Number 75. What does the speaker mention about Power Source? Number 76. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"This won't last for long"?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Good evening, Ms. Jameson. This is Richard Powell calling from Smithson & Howard. As you already know, we are supposed to meet at your office this afternoon to review design plans that my firm created for your new home. However, an emergency meeting has come up, which I must go to at 1 p.m. Consequently, I can't visit you today, but will be sending a colleague of mine, Lori Fielding, to take my place. She's very familiar with the plans for your house and can answer any questions that you may have. I apologize for the inconvenience and appreciate your understanding.
Number 77. Where does Mr. Powell most likely work? Number 78. What must the speaker do in the afternoon? Number 79. What does the speaker say Lori Fielding can do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Patrick West reporting live for WRRE Eyewitness News. I'm here at West Wellington Park, and we've got warmer than usual temperatures, a nice breeze, and clear skies again on the last day of the annual Cherry Festival. So come on down. There's something for everyone. Kids will enjoy the exciting rides and games, parents will appreciate the musical and cultural shows, and both will love the delicious food being served by the many booths set up here. The festival will end tonight after the 8 p.m. Mississippi Mounds concert. I'll be joined by the event organizer after a short commercial break, so be sure to stay tuned.
Number 80. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 81. Why does the speaker say,
"There's something for everyone"?
Number 82. According to the speaker, what will happen at 8 p.m.? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following instructions.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to have you all here at the Culinary House. Today, you will be learning how to make homemade pizza. This will be the first of three dishes that you're going to make. I've already set printed booklets on the counters containing all of the recipes that you'll need this morning. Please take them out and open up to the recipe on the second page. Before you start cooking this meal, however, you all need to break up into pairs. Since there aren't enough utensils for each student, everyone will have to find someone else to work with.
Number 83. What does the speaker say listeners will do? Number 84. What has the speaker placed on the counters for listeners? Number 85. Why do listeners need a partner? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Zach. My name is Alison Peng, and I'm calling from Creative Prime Agency. I've contacted several galleries in the Richmond area about your work and heard back from Electric Space downtown. The curator from that gallery expressed great interest in the contemporary paintings you created and said she'd be delighted to exhibit them there in October. Electric Space's art gallery is a newly renovated building with ample space for your large-scale landscapes. It's hard to imagine a better choice. So please let me know if you'd like to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity.
Number 86. Who most likely is the listener? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"It's hard to imagine a better choice"?
Number 88. What does the speaker instruct the listener to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? An inspector from the Federal Department of Safety will be visiting our plant next Friday, the 12th. I just want to remind you all of a few things. First, because the inspector will examine each work area, you all must ensure that our safety equipment is in good condition. Following this meeting, I will hand out lists of things to check. Please fill these out and hand them in to your supervisor by the end of the day. Also, there will be a short meeting at 3 o'clock for all departmental managers. Since the conference room has been reserved already, we'll gather in my office. At that time, we will go over the entire schedule of events for the day the inspector visits our facility. Okay, that's all for now.
Number 89. Who does the speaker say is coming to visit? Number 90. Where will the managerial meeting take place? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will be discussed during the meeting? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following speech.
Today marks an important development for both Hanaway Industries and Glarus Technologies. Now that our two companies have combined to form Hanaway and Glarus Incorporated, we are the largest information technology firm in Europe. By consolidating our resources, we have positioned ourselves to serve clients more successfully than ever. This will surely be a benefit to our customers and the industry as a whole. However, we have a lot of work to do before we become fully operational. To that effect, employees from both of the formerly separate companies must continue to establish effective communication with each other in order to improve efficiency. That will be our primary focus over the next 2 months.
Number 92. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 93. What does the speaker mention about Hanaway and Glarus Incorporated? Number 94. According to the speaker, what will happen over the next 2 months? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and invoice.
Hello, Mr. Mead. This is Matthew from Belleville Interiors. I want to let you know that we'll be able to put up the wallpaper in your new office next week on March 29th rather than April 3rd, as one of our current projects will end earlier than expected. You wanted us to start as soon as possible, so I assume this plan is acceptable, but please call me back to let me know for sure. One more thing. I double-checked the measurements of your office, and it will actually take 11 rolls of wallpaper to cover the walls. I'll update the original invoice and send you a new copy this afternoon. The only change will be the additional charge of $38, plus tax, of course.
Number 95. What is the purpose of the message? Number 96. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which quantity on the invoice has to be updated? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and graph.
After reviewing last quarter's financial reports, the CEO has decided that we need to reduce expenditures across the board. He asked that all employees come up with ways to cut their department's expenses. So it's our responsibility to reduce spending in the marketing department. This is a priority, so you should postpone your other projects if necessary. There isn't much we can do about the expense that accounts for the greatest share of our operating budget, but I guess we could try to reduce the next largest item by 20%. I have prepared an overview of our department's monthly expenditures to help you with this task. I'll hand it out to everyone in a minute.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which expense will most likely be reduced? Number 100. What will happen next?